Good morning. How are you on this fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today because today is the day that the Lord hath made. It's today, not tomorrow. Today's the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. I didn't have a lot to say this morning, but I was thinking about how, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I've been on this whole role of masculine and feminine and, you know, what's been taught. And as you listen to these things, I always like to bring them back to the Word. You listen to them, you listen to the principles of what people talk about, and then you bring it back to God and you see what God says about it. I keep talking about this wife things, these characteristics of a wife. It's interesting to listen to the dichotomy of what the world says and what God says. They're two totally separate things. And you have to get your mind on what the Word says concerning any situation in your life. And that's what's so wonderful about having the Word of the Reconnection, this reconciling Word. It brings you back to God. It gives you God's inner thoughts towards everything. And you can check yourself as a result. It's wonderful. And if you have any questions, go to the Word. So this morning I was reading in 2 Peter chapter 3. It says, "The Lord Jehovah is not slack or does not delay concerning his promise, as some men count or reckon slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance," or a real change of mind from sin itself. It's a moral change of thought. This is talking about the coming back, Jesus Christ coming back, essentially. He's not going to be slack. He wants everyone to come to him. Verse 10, "But the day of the Lord," and this is the day of Jehovah, "will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a rushing sound, and the elementary rules shall be dissolved with fervent heat. The earth or the land itself also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up." Everything that's going on right now, everything that's built is going away. Verse 11, "Seeing then that all these things," that's all these works, "shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in holy conversation," or in holy behavior, "in godliness," which is a true and vital and spiritual relationship with God. If all this stuff is going away, all these things that you're working for, what person ought ye to be? It's about your relationship with God. It's about your holy behavior. Build the relationship, build the thing that stands. Verse 12, "Looking," and this is to be an expectation for and hasting the coming of the day of God, "on account of which the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elementary rules shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness." A new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. I can't wait until we're not dealing with this spiritual warfare that is happening, because you can feel the pressure. At least I have in the last couple months. You can feel it. There is going to be a new heavens and a new earth, and there will not be this constant struggle. There's no way. Verse 14, "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look in expectation for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless." Now again, peace, what does peace come from? Peace comes from a true and personal relationship with God, where you hear from him and you heed his advice. That's in 2 Peter chapter 1. "Grace, which is that loving disposition, and peace will make you full through the instrument of the epignosis," a true and personal relationship with God and his son, Jesus Christ. So if you want to be found in him in peace, it's about the relationship with God. "Being found without spot." Without spot, once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, it's all gone. You are clean in God's eyes. So when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are without spot. You are without blemish and blameless. It's the same principle. I want to finish up with this. If you jump down to verse 18, but grow in grace, which is that loving disposition, and in the knowledge, which is the experiential knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grow in having experience of believing. Of believing what you hear, having faith, which is specifically believing or having a firm conviction in what you hear. Listen to the word, put this stuff in your mind. Choose a verse and stick to it. And look for the coming of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. He is coming back. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Always pray to God. You don't pray to Jesus Christ, it won't go anywhere. Pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh, I can now hear the singers cry. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I thank you for getting through everything again, everything that needs to get done that you just give me through it. I also pray and ask that if there's anything that's said that you always cover me, Father, that doesn't go out into a place where it doesn't need to go. I thank you again for just your constant love that you pour upon us. I thank you for the removal of anxiety and fear. And I'm thankful that you set everything up that way. I thank you again for your son and what he did for us. And I pray for each and every one of your believers today, for a hedge of protection, that you take care of them, and that you're just constantly working with us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.